besides, I look out here and I see people that I've known my entire life, and I'm back in Northampton, and it's funny. It's like being in a family but a guest at the same time, and so it's very strange. So I'm going to read you mostly new stuff, some old stuff, and we're going to take turns. I'll try not to scream. Sometimes I just get nervous and just scream. Screaming is good. Okay, I'm going to read three poems, and then Janet's going to come on and read some, and then we're going to go back and forth. My three poems are going to be about hair, because it makes me comfortable. This first poem is called To Moom, and Moom is an edible, all-natural hair removal product that I found at my food co-op. And I thought, but why? To Moom. My grown son says, Ma, the chin hair is getting out of hand. I rub it self-consciously, blood rises in my cheeks. My Amazonian family of choice wear their chin hair like tribal marks. Hair suits, sisters, swagger, unafraid, expose two faces to the stares of strangers. I want to take my place beside them, but still I buy the depilatory goo. Disguised in honey and herbal flower essence, it could be dessert, except when used to pull hair away from skin. I've put away my plaid shirts and faded jeans. An afro once boyishly short now flows shoulder length, dreadfully locked. My angular body, now softly rounded, is often comfortable in loose skirts. People see less outlaw than fuzzy made mouth. Sometimes while brushing my teeth, the curling offender winks at me in the mirror. I pull it straight, note its length. Sometimes smile, sometimes frown. Sometimes imagine it dyed purple or red with cowrie shells tied on, deep warrior marks cut into my skin. The Moom waits on the closet shelf patiently. I open the door, look at the happy package with the innocuous name, offering free inside a bottle of glitter polish. Is there lipstick too? Shuddering, I close the door, turn back to the mirror, run my fingers over my chin hair. Looking into my own face, I stick out my tongue and shake my dreadlocks until they resemble Medusa's snakes. Second poem is an older, but a goodie. I enjoy reading this poem. I wrote it while I was here, living here in Philadelphia. And it's called, this isn't Philadelphia. That's up there. While I was living here in the valley. The name of the poem is Roxy.
Yay.
Beckoned from my excursion into the land of beautiful black women with impossibly styled hair, I close the magazine, look up and follow the swish of her blue nylon smock through the jerry curl haze. My stiff plastic oversized bib crackles as I sit in the chair that boosts me up and leans me back to the sink into her capable hands. Anticipating the shock of thick cold on my scalp, a strong smell like 100 sweet apples engulfs my head. Tiny stray splashes of warm water turned cool, hot water turned warm, bounce upon my forehead, mist into my eyes, and sing in my ears. Her voice above it all, sleepy calm, asks, is it too hot for you, baby? And I say no. Roxy's strong hands coax the lather into billows. She leans in with the effort, her stomach and low breast crush against my cheek. I close my eyes. She presses against me and into my dream a waft of Shalimar. I am a child again, and my grandma leans over the deep clawfoot tub, my four-year-old head cupped in her capable hands. A folded washcloth pressed against my eyes as the water sings through the faucet. Her voice, above it all, sleepy calm, asks, is it too hot for you, baby? And I say no. Roxy turns off the water, wraps my hair tightly and squeezes. She towels my head with a fervor that rattles my teeth. I sit up. She pushes her fingers through my hair, damp and dense, wild and unrelaxed. It separates only momentarily before it knits together again, leaving no sign of her progress. Roxy gives me one final squeeze as she pulls my hair gently back, bringing my gaze to hers. I smile a full-grown woman smile. She asks in a voice that is ready for anything, press and curl? And I say, yes. The Roxy was my first hair poem. And then I wrote another one about being a little kid and having my braids pulled really tight. And now that I have dreadlocks, I felt the need to write a poem about locks. And that's this, locks. See these ropes of hair? This is how it would have grown on my head in the bowels of a ship long ago. Understand, we dark, still living, who crawled or were dragged, hair matted flat into this new world, would have been dreadful.